But the people didn't
realize.
See and yeah. realize what happened. And I said, he's dead at my mother's like this.
Yeah. It's a great music video.
I wrote a song about it.
Okay.
I always write a song
that's
about it.
That's why we play metal.
Yeah. Yeah. We're talking about sacrifices. I wrote the lyric, let's call it Sacrifices, that in our new album. Mm.
Whenever I need music gear, I always go to Sweetwater.com. If it's mics, headphones, or studio and recording gear, Sweetwater has you covered. Next time you need any music gear, support the podcast by using the link in the description and comment section below. It's like, should I just shave my head? You know?
On tours mainly. Like, mm-hmm. to keep this not dreadlock, you know? Yeah. It's very hard.
We used to put baby oil in our hair.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay.
It didn't work. But it helped.
Cause it's not bad.
It helped with the head banging.
Yes.
So me and our bass player would get drunk around 2010. We played Warped Tour. We put baby oil in our hair. It looked cool, but I was like, oh, it's like it got all tangled and you get dreadlocks. But I found Argan oil. Is that how you
Argan,
say it?
Yes.
Argan? Argan oil? Okay.
Yes.
That is legit. I tried everything. Coconut oil, I tried putting, I don't know what I was putting in my hair at that point, probably shit at some point. It's like, whatever tip someone told me, hey, this could make, this could help you untangle your hair. Because I have a big problem with the dreadlocks. Mm-hmm. It dreadlock like that.
Yes.
Like that.
I know.
And someone said, hey, try this. And I found this spray at Walmart. And it was a game changer.
Like, depends of the hair, the type of the hair, you can do whatever you want and never will solve. Except for my hair, it's very thin, you know? Like, it's giving knots very easy.
Yeah.
So, I stopped to fight. I stopped to fight. I said, okay, I accept it.
I accept it.
Some things you like have this. To accept. You're right.
Yes, exactly.
You're right. Some things in life, you just say, you know what? I'm going to accept this issue and this is how I'm going to die.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm going to die with dreadlocks and tangled hair from a headbanging playing thrash metal. That's it.
Exactly. Cool.
It's okay.
Well, I am honored to have Nervosa here. Can we do a quick intro?
Yeah. Pri Camarão.
Woo!
Elena Cotino.
Gabriela Bud.
Sick. Well, thank you for being here. This is also your first NAM.
Yes.
And you've been trying to come to this very world-known music show. So this is your first year.
Yes.
Pretty cool. The first one's always nice.
I'm planning this for many years. I've been here in US in 2016. We were here in January, so it was perfect timing to be in an NAM.
Yeah.
But we were recording the album here.
Okay.
So I say, okay, next time. Then next time we didn't came to USA. And then, okay, next year. And then we were recording an album again, but in Brazil. And then, okay, the next year, pandemic situation, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Let's wait for that. And then we came here in 2022 again, mm-hmm. but it was in a different timing. It was not close to, okay, when we play on the boat in 70,000 tons, and it's pretty close, we will manage that. And then they announce us this year, say, we go to the NAM this year.
Wow.
And then finally we are here.
What are you looking forward to seeing there?
The what?
What are you looking forward to seeing there? Because everyone has kind of different reasons.
Yes, you know? We have some companies that it's our sponsors, so we want to go there to meet them. But Czech, like, it's an amazing thing. Like in São Paulo in Brazil, we have something similar. Of course, it's not that big.
Yeah.
But it's still big. It's I think it's the biggest in Latin America.
What's it called?
Before it was called the Expo Music, but recently they changed the name. I don't know the name for nowadays. But it's a very nice experience. You can know new brands and meet people and many things.
Is it the International Expo Music? Is this it?
Yes, but they changed the name now. I don't know the name.
International Music Expo?
Yeah, it can be.
Okay.
Yeah. In São Paulo.
I guess it's this one.
So this is the Brazil version of NAM.
Yes, in São Paulo, yeah.
And for people that don't know, NAM is a massive, extremely massive music convention that has basically any company related to music gear that you can even comprehend, like cables, picks, yes, guitars, basses, live sound, new software, plugins, you name it. This has been going on for, I want to say, early 90s. Hey, Chris, can you type in when did NAMM start? I want to say early 90s.
Oh, it's okay. That old?
Yeah.
I thought it was a bit older,
like in the 80s or something.
Mm-hmm. You're probably right.
61? No. Okay, it's another thing. Sorry.
100 years.
When did NAMM start?
Yeah, 90s.
Wait, what? Actually, yeah, it's NAMM changed. It started way earlier. It says here 1901?
No.
Wait, NAMM
was... It can be.
Is this it, Chris?
No, it's just... It's wrong, right?
There we go. Boom. I was like, oh, one. Holy crap. Exactly. So it was a different convention prior, and it changed.
Oh.
So NAMM convention started in 1920 to 19...
Crazy.
Yeah, so this has been going on for a long time.
Yes. Cool. I think that's why it's big.
Yeah.
You know, like, for many years and years, it's growing and growing. It's like Wacken, you know, festival.
Yeah.
It's very old. It's from the 80s.
Yeah.
So then every year it's growing and growing. If you keep doing, you know, the things that start to...
It's true. Yeah. And you barely made it to a Wacken, right?
Yes.
Barely.
Yes.
Yeah.
And only because there was, what, did they have like a rain issue and like they postponed their show 3 hours, made it even possible for you to play?
Man, we can write a book only about Wacken.
Yeah.
Because it's something like we were announced to play in Wacken in 2020.
Yeah.
But was canceled because of the COVID situation. And then the next year didn't happen. In 2023, they announced a new lineup, completely new. They will not announce the same bands than before.
Okay.
So, okay, we are not included. But they say, like, in the next, you can be included. Okay. And then 2023, it happened. Like, they announced us and we play there. Finally, but the day we were in another festival in Metal Days in Slovenia. And our flight was canceled.
Can you pass me the coffee? I'm sorry. Where's the coffee? I was trying to the pass. Thank you so much. I'm sorry. Continue.
Sorry.
And our flight was canceled. I say, fuck. What are we going to do now? We have to arrive there and then we try to change the flights. They say, like, we have just one flight that is going there. Like, but there is a stop in Frankfurt.
Okay. Next.
Fuck, we're gonna lose our instrument.
Guaranteed,
oh,
right?
I was sure because we have like a 50 minutes of changing. And normally when it's less than 1 hour, the instrument cannot arrive on time.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, it's what we have. And we were supposed to arrive exactly in the show time. And I say, let's go, and we figure it out. And the Wacken will send the message for everyone to not come because of the
mud.
The mud.
Mm.
You know, when everything, there was a lot of cars stocked and was a lot of roads that was closed because it was full of cars. So they say, don't come to Wacken. It's something really bad. We are struggling with many problems. We say, but artists should come or what? But there was still like the capacity of this festival. It's like 80,000 people. Mm-hmm. And there was like 30,000 people there. Okay, let's go. There's a lot of people there. So let's continue the trip. We arrive exactly in the showtime. But everything was like late. Delayed.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, perfect. So we can play. And then we waited there. It was like 3 hours waiting for the show happened. They cancel other stages. I say, fuck, they will cancel our show. I say, no. And then they say, no, dude, it's going to happen, but we have to wait. And we were waiting, and it finally happened.
Yeah, I think it's 3 hours.
Yes, it was three delay. Hours delay.
Yes. We've been in the States, but nobody knew about the, you know, the time schedule and everything, what time the whole festival is going to start. So they said to us, okay, we will bring you to the side of the stage. Maybe you can start setting up, but we don't know what time you're going to play. And said, okay, better be ready, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we were waiting, and the weather was getting worse.
Oh my God.
And it was delayed. And I said, fuck, they're going to cancel. But 3 hours, 3-4 hours yes. later, we made it.
Yeah, we made it, but we had a lot of technical problems. My guitar was the entire show cutting. We could not figure it out what was happening. I changed the guitars, but the problem is still was there. Changed the cables, I changed everything, but okay, yeah. we have to play because it's ending.
Yes.
And but yeah, we did it. Yeah. It was fun, and we were happy to be there. The people were cool around us, great. And we have a nice experience, mm-hmm. yeah.
It's great, as long as it was mm-hmm. a great all around experience.
Yes. There's a lot of details about this. As I told you, like, we can write a book about it.
Of course. Yeah, moments like that, it's so hard to keep your cool. It's like you want to start yelling at, like, the flight, whoever's booking your new flight, you want, like, your brain wants to yell at them, but yes. but you hold back.
Yeah.
You're like, they're trying to help me. You don't want to project all of your career trauma
exactly.
onto this poor person.
Now it sounds like fun. I mean, we say about no, it and we course, are laughing,
it's always fun
but
later.
It wasn't.
No, no it
but,
wasn't.
Of course,
now,
of
now it's fun. Like, okay, we had this and this and this experience. Yes, but back then it wasn't.
I was like not pissed off. I was like frustrated. You know, like
sure.
We lost the energy. Like, no, I can't believe.
No, you had to keep the faith.
Yes, yes. But we can say, like, yeah. we go to the end. Doesn't matter. We go
we're
there.
We're here. Like, we're
yes,
here.
Yeah. Yeah. We go. So, but, yeah, in the end, everything's happened good, I think, because we keep the energy there. And somehow.
Half. We managed.
Half. It was half a frustration, half positive.
So we're going to get there even if it's over.
Yeah.
Just to prove our fucking point.
Yeah, no, we go there to take a photo. We say,
photo?
We were there.
We were there.
It's empty, but well, yeah, fuck it. Who cares?
We've been there.
It doesn't matter. We arrived.
Yeah. It's cool. Have you always been a very even keeled person? Like a very stable mood person?
Mm. Yeah. So I try to keep it positive, you know, because being on the road, many things happen, you know. If you try to put the focus in the bad things, you hate this shit, you know, like, I don't want to do this.
Happens quick.
Yes, but everything has like a positive side and bad sides. Mm-hmm. But if you focus in the bad sides, always will be heavier for you, you know. I really love what I do, and I try to transmit this to the girls and everything, mm-hmm. like, and keep always like, the life is so short, man, you know, like, we have to enjoy and give you value for everything that you have, because there's a thousand of people that it's dreaming with this, you know, that we are mm-hmm. doing. So give it value, you know, be thankful. Mm-hmm. And of course, there's bad things, what we can improve and, you know, do better, we will mm-hmm. do it. We have to talk when something is not good, yes. Mm-hmm. But let's enjoy.
mm-hmm. Yeah. It's great. It's a great mindset, and it's hard. It sounds simple, but it's hard to get there.
Yes. Yeah. I think it's something that you can be or not.
Yeah.
Oh, it's nice. It's good.
You know, sometimes you can work.
That's really smart.
Sometimes you can work to make you better, but sometimes this is not for you. That's it.
It is a choice.
Not exactly, because I think you're born, you know, with some kind of a character that you cannot change. Because
like what?
I work with some people that was really like only looking in the bad parts of everything.
Okay.
And I try to show the positive things.
Okay.
They can see, but they don't care because the bad part for them is more important.
Okay.
So it's make part of their character. They are like that. In the end, everyone is looking for to be happy.
Yes.
You know.
Do you think people are born with that?
Yeah, I think so.
Hmm.
It's very hard to change sometimes.
Well,
because they don't want.
Yeah. Some people don't want to change, and you can't help them change.
Mm-hmm. Is that, yeah. They are addicted.
Yeah. You can't.
They are addicted with the negative things, you know.
Yes.
They really are addicted. Mm-hmm. Like, they're looking for.
Yeah.
And then their energy will become yours.
Yes.
Very quick. All these things that you love, you start to dislike. It's crazy. Because your energy, I try not to get like this, like all spiritual, but your energy is like, just does this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just goes lower and it's like, fuck.
When I have someone like with a very negative vibes, I'm not, I always away from these people, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm not around.
Me too. Yes.
Like, I'm not paying attention what they are saying. Like, if there is something that I need to improve, I will listen and I will manage to do that, do my best. But if it's just like, just complaining, I start like, I'm very far.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Good.
Because I really want to enjoy everything.
Yeah, because everything has a good side and a bad side. Right?
Exactly.
And sometimes you have to just, you know, go on with the things and you have to get the things done. So be around this kind of people doesn't help. So.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's very true.
Yeah.
So Preeko, you've been, which is anyone that's hungry with music does this. I do something very similar where you follow a lot of people. Like mm-hmm. you, so you, throughout your whole career, so the band started in 2010 from Sao Paulo.
Yes.
Correct? So you're going on 14 years.
Yes.
Crazy. Congratulations.
I'm a survivor.
Oh, shit.
Yes, you are.
Let's go get shots. Try to get beers to celebrate. Okay, anyway. But you always followed other players around the world.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
Did you purposely do that?
I really like to see women playing metal, you know, playing mm-hmm. rock and playing. And mm-hmm. I really admire talent people. So yes. I understand, like, example, the social medias. It's something that you can connect with the people and know more things. Mm-hmm. For me, this is the main thing about the social medias.
Yeah.
And I really like when I find someone that is really focused in the career and they are really doing this in a genuine way, you know, in a true mm-hmm. way and mm-hmm. pass me something. So then I start to follow them. It's like a kind of way to support them to, you know, to keep in doing this. I remember the first time that I met Gabriela, she was playing another band.
Ripping.
In Brazil. 2 years
ago. Blast beats and thrash beats, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And she's super young. And I just look at her, like I say, hey, never give up. Keep him playing drums. And she said, like, you told me this in a very pissed off way. And I said, it was not pissed off. It was serious. Like, please, don't leave music. Keep him playing.
Yes.
Yeah,
like, in my soul, like,
trying to.
Don't. How do you say?
Up.
How do you
say? Give up.
Don't give up.
Yes. But not this way.
She told me this. Don't give up. I was like,
I
want to talk with
yes,
her.
Yes, in person.
We'll have a lot of conversations.
Fun, yeah.
Yeah. And she just told me that. Don't give up. And I was like, okay.
What you think?
Come on, we're not like that. I just say, like, she's so talented.
I remember her eyes.
Yeah.
Did that help you?
A lot, because at that week, I wanted to stop playing.
Oh, shit.
Really?
And I didn't know.
So live timing.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I don't know. I just saw her playing, and I say, like, she was very talented, you know, and very young. Mm-hmm. And I say, hey, because she was like replacing the drummer.
Yeah.
It was just two or three shows.
Three shows.
Right?
I just did three shows.
Yeah. I know that she was not in that band. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know if she was in another project or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel this necessity to say this to her. Like, come on. Good. Never give up.
Yeah.
And I say that to her. Like, and then now we are playing together.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But when I see talent musicians, I really want to support them. And I think like social media is my way to do this.
Yes.
And I like.
How long ago was this?
2 years ago.
Was
two
it
years.
November of 2022. October. No, of November, October.
I think it was November.
November. Yeah, beginning of November.
Yeah.
Did you go home like just think about that?
Yeah, sometimes when I think about it, it gives me
goosebumps.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, it's something that I will never forget.
That's love. That's cool.
Yeah, that's love. That's love.
Because we need people to just say something and it's cut through the bullshit.
Yes,
it means a lot when someone says something very which sounds like it was very heartfelt.
Yeah,
and something that you felt that didn't need to be said when you're in the other side of it, it means a lot, you know.
Yeah.
Someone that says something real to you, and we all need, we're all human. We need, you know, reinsurance.
I remember thinking, like, okay, universe, I will not stop playing. I will not. Okay, I get it.
So my serious face.
Yeah.
Just some time.
Yeah.
Timing creeps me out sometimes.
Yeah.
It's like you'll be like, I don't know, you'll just, yeah, like you want to quit or you're just down on your luck and you'll read something or a friend will text you or something or like someone will say, you know, don't quit in your face and then like it's just timing.
Yes.
Yeah.
This reminds me in history. It came from our producer, Martin Furia.
Mm-hmm.
And he, back in time, many years ago, he was working as a translator guy for Dio. You know this story. And he was like thinking to give to Dio CD from his band. Mm-hmm. And he gave to him like, hey, this is my CD from my band. If you want to listen, we will be very happy. Something mm-hmm. like that. And Dio just give it back, the CD to him, and say like, look, doesn't matter if I like or not. You just need to keep doing.
And keep on playing.
True. Yeah.
And this changed his life. He was exactly thinking to give up in music. And this helped him to keep on going.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yes.
Crazy.
That's sick.
Yes. Yeah. You can imagine listening this from Dio. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
I have to keep doing.
Yes.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's
okay.
Something that you have to look out. You have to watch. You have to be aware of this because it's the little moments that life, I think, this is my opinion. It's the little moments that life like gives you tips, I guess.
100%.
The signs.
Yeah.
Signs. I call them whispers.
Yeah.
They're like if
whispers.
If,
yeah.
Because as you said, you got to be aware enough to see them.
Yeah.
If you're aware, you happen to have a nice. Some days we're not aware. Some days we're more self-aware than others. But sometimes we are, and like there'll be like little whispers.
Yeah, you have to be open. Like if you're not open to life, life won't be open for you.
Oh,
wow. Gabriella, holy
shit. Tomorrow there is an
Oliver
art.
Like that one.
A
Oliver's impressed.
It's something that my director used to say to me. Yeah.
Director?
Yeah.
She's an actress.
Okay, okay, yeah. Great. Cool. Well, sometimes it's music, sometimes it's, yeah.
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 Where are you from?
Brazil, too.
Brazil, okay,
São
cool.
São Paulo.
Okay, great. Where are you from?
Greece.
Yes. Okay. I know like everyone's from like around the world.
And now it's two countries only.
Yeah.
Two, okay.
Yes, now it's Greece and Brazil. Okay. Yeah.
We established.
We made it.
Yeah, we made it established. Okay. Yeah.
Yes. And they're both now living in Greece. So we have
we are together.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just like a it's funny cuz that was one of my questions. I'm like, where are they based out of? Where are they currently living and how did they meet up?
Yes.
Everybody has the same question.
I moved to Europe a few years ago. During the pandemic situation, I moved to Italy because I have a citizenship from Italy.
Mm.
And okay, I was living there in the middle of the pandemic, but I was half in Brazil, half in Italy, trying to find a way to manage everything.
Sure.
And then when she joined Nervosa, she's from Greece, and we have to compose a new album together. And I decided to move to Greece because also, the bassist is from Greece, and I say, what am I doing in Italy? And then I moved to Greece.
Whoa.
Yes.
Yes.
And I love this country, man. I love to be there, really.
Damn, we are what's it like being in Greece?
Yeah. It's good food.
what
very
is that
good
like?
Food. It's very good food.
Yes. It's one of the best food in the world is there.
Very good.
Really?
The people, it's very, like, welcome, very... Yeah. Nice, you know.
It seems like we're in Brazil.
Exactly, because
everything is very open.
Yeah.
And most part of the people speak in English, what is saving our lives, because learn Greek, it's very hard, because you have to alphabetize yourself again. You know, learn all the letters
from
and
zero.
Everything. Yes,
yeah.
From zero.
We have many words in common.
Yes, yeah, some.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, but it's very hard to memorize, because anything reminds anything.
Yeah.
It's very hard.
Sorry.
So I'm feeling better there because everyone can speak a bit of English, so mm-hmm. we can feel okay. Now we are safe. And yeah. also it's very simple persons, you know, like simple people.
Yes.
That has a simple life and very positive. Everyone is always smiling and treating each other mm-hmm. in a good way. So we really feel... And the city that we are living, it's very alive. There is a lot of bars and places to go to mm-hmm. make a lot of things, you know. We don't feel nice. Like
isolated.
Apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also her and her boyfriend, it's the best persons
yeah.
to welcome us also. So
cool.
Feel like a family there.
That's cool.
Yes.
How did you convince them to go to Greece?
you know,
that's a big move.
She didn't convince me.
No,
it was very easy.
The first time she came in Greece, she stayed like a bit over a month to start composing the new album. Mm-hmm. And she was really feeling like, okay, like easy. You know, she said, I'm feeling like home, and the food and the people and everything reminds me of home. Uh-huh. Okay. And I think next year we've been in the studio to really record and finish the album. And by the end, she was like, how much you believe that I have to spend every month to live in Greece? So, okay. But in Greece, in which town? Because in which city? Because it depends if you're in Athens, Thessaloniki, or in a smaller city. And she said, no. How much you think I have to spend to live in Trikala, in the city I'm living, which is a very small city? And said, okay, good. You don't have to spend a lot, but okay, this is, you know, a big kind of...
step.
Yes, a big step, okay. And after the recordings, 1 month later, she came and we started searching for houses and everything. And
whoa.
She did it. Yeah.
Yeah.
As simple as that, yeah.
Wow.
And yes. And then she came.
Yeah.
Here we are.
I was in Italy. I love Italy. Mm-hmm. But I was far from the girls, you know. Like, I have some friends there, but they were living a bit far. And I say, why not come to Greece, you know, like, and be closer to the girls? Because since the beginning of the band, we were pretty close to each other. And to compose the songs, we composed the Perpetual Chaos, the one album before the last one that we released, we composed in like everything far, you know, through the internet during the pandemic situation. And which is nice because we have more time to work, to think about it. But I want to come back to the previous way, you know, like the real way, like in person. And I say it's nice to be closer. We have a lot of things we can do more for the band, you know, and we can make everything better.
Mm-hmm.
So let's move to there. If it's not good, I can move again. That's it. I don't need to be there for forever if it's not working. So I just say, let's try. And I'm loving there. I don't feel that I want to move. I really love there.
Wow.
Yeah.
It took you a while, huh, to find, like, to reestablish a lineup where, like, you're all in the same area.
It was something that...
That took you a while, huh?
The destiny bring me to there. Because before, with the previous lineup, each girl was in a different country. It was not on
purpose.
How
did you fucking do that?
I'm still figuring it out.
I sometimes think of it.
Yeah.
In Europe. Yeah.
That's like four long-term relationships. That's impossible.
It's in Europe. It's like here in the U.S., you know? Like it's a European Union. So to fly from each place to another, it's kind of cheap and fast. So they say, okay, it can work. And work it. You know, and work it. But to be all together in the same city is better.
It's better.
Yes, uh-huh. Because sometimes we just say, like, we call her, like, are you in an apartment? Yes. Okay, I'm coming because I want to show you something.
2 minutes then, later. Yes.
2 minutes later.
We come to drink coffee so every morning. Yeah. Yeah. It's nice.
That is fucking cool.
Yeah.
Because first it's like a phone call, his hangout, and that turns into you. Now you're going to the bars around the area. And then, yeah, sure.
Yes, it was like exactly what my first band was doing. You know, like, when I was living in a small city in Brazil, because I'm not from São Paulo city. I'm from another small city, close to São Paulo, but it's a small city.
Mm-hmm.
And all my bands that I have before, it was not professional, but it was garage bands. But it was always like that. I just grabbed my guitar and I knocked the door, like, let's rehearse. Yes, let's rehearse.
Yeah.
It's like that, you know. I miss that thing. So now we can do that. Like,
yeah. Hey,
can we rehearse this song?
Yes.
Yes.
I have an idea. Can you come here?
Okay. Yes, if you are a neighbor.
It's everything like...
Neighbor band.
Yes,
you know,
fast.
Like,
yeah. Wow. It's cool because now you have something to compare it to.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you need to go somewhere to, like, make you realize, oh, shit, this is what I want.
Exactly.
You know, this is the best way, the FaceTime.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You can't, it's just something, I don't even know what it is. It's like an intangible word. It's why I don't do, like, Zoom stuff. There's something about when you sit in a table.
Yes.
I don't know what, I don't know what it is.
It's different. Yes.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah. It's the energy, actually.
Yeah, it's the energy.
Yeah, and everyone has, like, a different energy. Some people have, like, this kind of it's low or high or frantic.
Mm.
But I like it when these conversations are awkward. because you're going through your energies are going through each other.
Yeah, exactly.
And then once you break the barrier, it's like, oh, this is I can't put a word to it.
Yes.
It's crazy. Yeah. So it's cool. Now you had that experience in a after what? So 2 years ago, you were talking about going to Greece. So it took you 12 years, right, to come back to where you started.
Yes,
life
exactly.
is a full circle sometimes. It's fucked. It's fucked up.
Yes, I did I was running in circles. Now I found a place to live.
Like a Beyblade.
Yes. Oh my goodness, exactly. Now we are fine.
Beyblade times.
Yes. This kind of things happen for you learn something. So I see more like this way, you know.
Yeah.
I should be in Italy to learn something there, to bring it to here and make something better. I don't know.
Yeah, that's great.
We are always figuring it out the entire life, actually.
Yeah.
Yes.
How did you guys meet?
I was looking for a second guitarist for Nervosa.
Okay.
Because I always wanted to have a second guitar. In the beginning, Nervosa had.
Sure.
But then we decided to be in a trio because it was easier to move ourselves for another show. It was cheaper for the promoters and better for us because to share the small fee that we have in the beginning, you know.
Yeah.
And I say, this can be something new also, be a trio. Mm-hmm. And I say, this is a huge challenge for me as a guitarist because I have to do the solos and the rhythm guitar. I don't know if I can do it, but let's try. I will do my best. And I think it was a period, like for some years, most part of the years of Nervosa was the guitarist and the only guitarist there. So, and I learned a lot, but I was feeling like Nervosa needs to improve. So I think now is a time for we put another guitarist. We have the band is bigger now. Mm-hmm. We can do this. So, and I was following her on internet.
Of course.
And since the first time that I saw her videos, that I say, this girl is perfect to play Nervosa, you know? And I was okay, we released Perpetual Chaos in 2021 in January, like a few months later. I sent a message to her like, hey, we need to talk. No, she contacted me because she saw that I was always liking her stuff and supporting her.
Yeah.
And she sent me...
Putting little whispers, subconscious whispers right there, yeah. See?
Yeah. Just throwing,
boom.
She sent me a message like, hey, can you help me to promote my solo career in Brazil? And I say, yes, of course, I can send you some contacts. And I sent to her the contacts and some stuff. And I say to her like, hey, can we have a talk, like a call? She said, yes.
What you thought in that moment?
No, in the beginning of the call, she didn't told me the purpose of the call.
Oh.
She was like, can we make a call? I said, yeah, okay.
Don't ever quit.
Just that.
There you go, boom.
Thank God.
I'm a nervous.
And in the beginning, we started talking about all the influences and blah, blah, blah. And then she was telling me that I can help you to promote your work, you know, in Latin America and in Brazil.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, said, cool. Okay, probably she just want to support, you know, another woman in metal. But in the back of my head, I was like, okay, does she want me to join the band? Maybe. So we were keep talking about my work and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, maybe not. She's not gonna throw this kind of question. And in the end of the conversation, she said like, hey, okay, I want to be honest with you. Do you want to join the band? So yes.
I've got to tell you.
After 1 hour of call, she said it.
Wait, 1 hour? What a waste of time.
I want to help her first.
Oh, sure.
And it was not something urgent. It was not something that I could do in that moment.
Sure.
Because we were... just released the new album.
Yeah, yeah.
So it doesn't make sense I put another guitarist.
Jailbreak, right?
No, the Perpetual Chaos.
Mm. Oh, wow, okay.
Yes, we
okay.
released Perpetual Chaos. I sent message to her.
Oh, wow, okay.
But I say, okay, we can start to work it to another album and we can announce you as a second guitarist in another album.
Okay.
Because I recorded this album just right now, so it doesn't make sense we have to promote the album with the lineup.
Change, yes.
Yes, sure. And we can do like nicer. And later with the new albums, it's something plus for the new album. And she said, yes, okay. And then you can figure it out, everything, how the things works as well.
Yes.
Yes, good. We were working with the distance, like composing
sending
some
ideas,
songs.
Yes. Yeah, exchanging ideas.
Yes, and she was always there to support. But she was very excited, like, come on, It's like almost 2 years that I have to wait.
Yes.
And she was so excited.
At some point.
Yeah. And in the end of 2022, we had a Latin American tour, which I was bassist, Mia Wallace, could not come. And I say, okay, instead for me to call another bassist, maybe I should call her to come for this tour. Mm-hmm. Because then she can be like... sure that yeah. it, what she really wants yeah. and she yeah. can see how the things work because she never did a tour mm-hmm. so I say this is a nice thing is I invited her like, do you want to come to play bass with us and she said yes of course nice and she came
why not?
She loved it
yeah
and yes and we finished the composition recorded the new album The Jailbreak now that we released
yes
so yes
that's fucking cool the song title Endless Ambition really describes you. No matter what.
Exactly.
Have you ever thought about this is a pretty common question I ask because I've struggled with these stuff. Like when you're kind of at a wall and you have to either start over. For you, it's been a line of changes, moving to a yeah. different part of the world. Like what are you thinking about? It's like am I done? Is this like what what? Like what's your thought process?
For me, it was like I sacrificed absolutely everything for this band happened, you know. And I was not the only one that was doing this. Mm-hmm. I think all the members of this band was like investing a lot of things. And I was thinking like I'm not that young girl anymore, you know. Like I have 38 years old. So I cannot find another job. And I say, I took a decision many years ago. I will not give up. Doesn't matter what happens, I will keep going. And I will find a way to keep going. And I say,
cool.
No,
wow.
I give up, it's not an option for me. Or at least it's the last option. You know, like if my body's stopping me, like if I don't have health, you know, in a good conditions to keep going, then I will accept. But in a while that I can do, I will do it. So I was thinking like also, that I have to honor all the sacrifices for this band, you know, like for everyone, not only for me.
Absolutely.
Yes, and I say, I will keep it going. And also because when we have the first lineup change in the band, I received like 1,000 of messages from many girls around the world. They were saying like, Nervosas is so important.
Wow.
Please don't stop.
Yeah.
This is
Are
very
you serious?
Yes, they were saying like, this is very sad for us because you were
yeah.
one of the bands that it's like a... big symbol from the woman fighting inside of the metal scene. So please don't stop. And I say, no, I will not. I'm already working for that. So don't worry. So every time that we have some difficulty coming, I'm always thinking about that. I think it's my mission, you know, keeping this band going. It's like a woman fight.
Yeah.
There is a lot of things going on, like for the lineup change, like every single member has a different reasons for that. Mm-hmm. We have to respect that, but stop for me, it's not an option. That's it.
Cool. Yeah, all the sacrifices, you know.
Yeah.
All those sacrifices. I'm sorry, I'm trying to turn one off. Oh my goodness, I'm sorry.
No problem.
But yeah, all those sacrifices, and they're not only yours. They're
yeah, the others also.
It makes. The decision is already hard, but when you start thinking about the other people, it's like it's their sacrifices, it's their life, it's their boyfriend.
Yeah.
It's like it's their parents also supported your sacrifices and your dreams. It's like a whole, you know. I'm not saying it makes your decision easier, but there's something subconscious. It's always right here.
Yeah.
You have like your like the well-being of the rest of your band and their families. It's like always right here. It's just chilling.
Yeah.
It's that deep subconscious. Yeah. You don't really have a choice unless you physically can't like do it.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of just fucking go. It's cool.
Exactly. Yeah. Like I was working in a bank before. I was like having a good salary with all.
Can
the,
imagine
the...
you doing that. Don't fit with you.
That's why I left, you know, the things behind. But I could be in a very comfortable, you know, life and many things. But for me, it's not about that. What moved myself is music. I want to play, you know, I want to make music. I want to be in everywhere, know people in every country, you know, to have experience. So,
and it flows, right? When it flows, you feel it, and it's give to you the way.
I do this with a real passion, you know. So let's keep it going. And I want to show for the world also, like, there is a lot of talented musicians in the world. Mm-hmm. Because it's very hard when you change the lineup, because the people is like, but I like it so much, God, the way that it was before. Changes are always hard. Mm-hmm. So, but I was saying, like, the other girls are amazing, but also there's another girls that is amazing too. Give opportunity to know new people also.
What's the separation?
Sometimes.
Because there's talent, but what is, like, right? Do you know what I'm trying to say?
No.
Okay, so obviously everyone's talented, right?
Yeah.
But what is that extra something?
Ah, okay.
But sometimes it's not even talent. Sometimes it's like they're really good, but sometimes you'll go with someone that's less good, right?
I think everyone has like a good side, you know?
Okay.
Example, some people where it's really good composing. The other ones, it's really good performing. The others are good in everything, but not top, you know? Mm-hmm. But if you do this in a true way, if you really are there, and if you really want to do something nice that you can enjoy, the things can work. You just need to give, you know, opportunity. And if you are just looking for virtuous thing, I think it's not that thing, because we play thrash metal and we are not a virtuous band, like only virtuous. So we have kind of virtuous things, but the focus is not that, you know. It's like have fun. Pass some kind of message, yes, some kind of message to fight against something. But it's trash metal. It's have fun. It's being a mosh pit and feel the beat, you know, and be aggressive. Ah, this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Is it like some like primal shit? It's like, yeah, she's good, but this one, there's just something about her.
You can always improve, you know. Sometimes you need to give a chance, you know. In the beginning, it's not that good. But if you keep insisting and doing, you can be better, you know. Just wait for the time, give a chance. That's it.
Would you consider yourself a leader?
Leader, you mean?
Yeah, leader.
I think I became. I was not seeing myself as a leader. But
not by choice.
Yes, it's happened.
You don't choose it. It's like I have to.
Yes.
Like, sucks.
Yes. I'm learning about that, you know, because I have a lot of experience, you know. I have more experience than the girl, so they know that I know some stuff more than her, than because I passed through many times for many things. And I think that's why I became leader, because it's something like I'm older also. I know some stuff, but I like to include everyone. I don't like to be alone, like, you know, as a leader and say everything that we have to do. I like to consult everyone, because also I think it's important that everyone agree and everyone wants the same thing, because otherwise it would be my wish and they are just following. No, I want that be the wish out of everyone, you know, and then we can be
collective
better. Yes.
Yes.
Yes,
it's cool. There's a there's a reason why I brought it up, because you said give someone a opportunity. That's what a leader does. It's like it's taking a chance on somebody.
Yeah,
it's like you just there's something about this. I'll just go with this person. There's just it's taking a chance.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's you have those hidden qualities. It's cool.
Yes. Now being a singer of this band, I understand, like, I have to lead and to guide the things a bit. And I'm still learning about it.
It's how every to day. Do the
things. Yes. Sometimes I have to stop, like, how it should be in this situation, you know. So, but I'm still 100% figuring out. Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Hopefully, and it never stops. It'll be like some weird scenario. Just like it's different than. And like, what is this and where am I?
Yeah. But these girls helping me a lot.
Good, good.
Yes, I always bring the things to them, like how we should deal with. And they help me a lot.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Cool. It sounds...
They always showing to me that I'm not alone. This is really important for me. Because there is nothing like worse than you are in a group that you feel alone.
No.
Yeah. Then it's not a group.
Yeah. I don't feel alone with these girls.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I think we have a team. Like,
yes.
Yeah. If we are together, nothing can stop us. I feel like that.
That's what's up. Hey, you're a family.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, it's one of the worst things, it could become a nightmare if you feel alone in your own family or your own band.
Yes.
Or your own household or whoever it could relate to you.
Yeah, but probably it's if I'm feeling terrible. Alone, the others are feeling alone as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not the only
it's
for
a
me.
Mutual. Yeah.
Yes.
But sometimes just doesn't happen how we expected. It's important we see that. We have like a conscience of what is happening.
Yes.
To solve that. Because in the end, everyone wants to be happy. And we have to respect that. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
No. Nope.
That's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. True.
It's better not insist. Because then it can be heavier and you can lose friendship. You can lose many things. So once you see that it's not working, it's not work. Don't insist. Don't insist.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
My English is going away.
Okay, so this is a... This is a selfish question of mine. I don't know how to play guitar and sing at the same time. So how do you do that?
Me neither. I'm still figuring it out. No, for me it was like in the beginning when I knew that the previous singers was leaving the band.
Mm-hmm.
I say, I can't put someone that will leave the band. Okay, maybe it's a time for me to deal with and be the singer. But can I do this?
But okay, yeah, but you did it before.
I was backing vocal.
Okay, so, but that was and the lead.
This
okay.
is a bit part of the way. And I say, okay, maybe I can do it. I call it for a friend of mine, and she's a vocal teacher. So, okay, hey, I was thinking that. And she's like, of course, this is going to be awesome. And I say, but I can't do that. We have just 2 months.
Yes. That was another
crazy,
thing.
Yeah,
what
crazy.
The fuck?
That was another
two
thing.
Months?
2 months.
2 months to really record the new album.
And to learn how to sing.
And to learn how to sing.
And play.
And she said, like, you know how to do. I don't need to teach you technique. Exactly. But I can give you some tips. I can give you some classes. So she gave to me four classes.
Okay.
And then I say, okay, the rest, it's my personal study that I have to do, like basically every day or 3 times per week to construct the muscles that I need and test some different kind of voices. So I took a part of my wardrobe. I put the microphone inside
Sick.
And I put all the blankets around and say,
Sing
I will practice this. In here, and I was screaming for hours there, and
screaming in your closet.
Yes.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. That's
the
way
to
do it.
It was my way to not disturb everyone.
Screaming in her closet.
I remember. Yes. I remember. She was. She gave me a video call, and she said, "Look what I made," and it was like literally the wardrobe with a lot of blankets inside and stuff, and the microphone. Say what? Tough.
Okay, but then I realized that I can sing all the songs because I sang like an entire set list.
Uh-huh.
What we were playing that time. I said, okay, I can do it. It's still missing a bit of air, but this is like a practice, you know, like go to the gym. It's like that. Okay, if I keep in doing, like in the recordings, I will be ready for that. But I was like, play and sing is something for later. First, I need to. To learn how to sing.
You took the proper steps.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I knew the songs. It was not something new to learn playing.
Yes.
So then I recorded the album. I said, okay, now I have to play the songs that I recorded and sing.
And sing.
But it was easy for me because I was very comfortable with the songs because it was something that I composed. So it's like my way to think. So, and then I was, don't need to think what I'm playing exactly. It's just like to remind the lyric. This was, for me, was the hardest part was memorizing the lyrics. Because my memory sucks. I can't remember anything.
I feel you.
So this was the hardest part. But like 90 to 80% of the things I could sing and play. There were some songs that was a bit harder. It's just insist and try to play with your brain, you know? Like, no. this part of the brain stay here and the other stay here. Organize your brain and then you can do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. So you learn vocals first.
Yes.
That's a good way to put it. I never thought about that before. Because I'll be here the acoustic trying to sing a song and it's just like, oh, wow. It's like this, you know, it's like the classic.
Yes, exactly.
It's like you like forget how to play, but you broke it down in a very smart way. I'm like, oh yeah, I never thought about like the common sense fucking way you do it. Like you practice one thing first because I don't know how to sing.
You have to be comfortable first.
Comfortable singing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Comfortable singing and comfortable playing separated, and then you put together.
Oh shit! Okay. Okay. So it's trying like doing too much at once.
You can. It's just organize.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe for some people this works different, but mm-hmm. I think it makes sense. Yeah. If you are comfortable with the two things separated and then you put together.
Mm. I'm going
to... And insist. No, you have to insist because sometimes you are comfortable with both and you try to do both, but maybe your brain is too worried about the connection and then you know, it's like a play with the brain.
Step by step.
Yeah.
Step.
You have to learn how to... It's like a talk another language example.
Mm, okay.
When you stop to think like I have to talk in the correct way, and if you relax and just talk, and then you were like a, how can I say, unblocked your brain first, and then you are, yes, like a... checking yourself to speak better and correcting what mm-hmm. it's not corrected, you know, step by step. But you mm-hmm. have to know how to unblock your brain for that.
Hmm. So you quote Preeka, just relax. So that's what that's literally what I have here. So just relax.
Just relax. Don't panic.
That's cool. Yes. Okay. How long were she took four lessons? How long were your lessons?
I was one hour each.
1 hour. Okay, yeah. So that's what I assumed.
Yeah, but she's one of my best friends. It's okay. Mayara Portas from Torture Squad. And she know me very well. She saw me playing live shows. She saw me singing in like backing vocals. Mm. So she knows how to guide me. And she also is from thrash metal, thrash and death metal. So
cool.
It was like the right person to guide me. And mm-hmm. she... teach me exactly the things that I need to know because I was more specializing in low vocals because mm-hmm. I was doing back vocals. So it was what my band needed, the low parts.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, the high notes with the technique that I have was something that I never did. And I was thinking like, it's very hard.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just teaching me how to do the highs. I said, wow, okay, now I have the lows and highs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So she taught me exactly what I needed.
That's great. That's cool. Well, thank you for that insight. And you basically gave me a lesson.
Yeah.
a schedule. Yes. So I really appreciate that. You know, sometimes in life, like you have something would be presented to you. It's, oh shit, I need to learn this.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like once you get like the, I believe that we're all antennas. So when you get the signal and like, hey, you should do this. And like, your brain's like, no, I don't want to do that.
Yes.
But so recently I've been presented with the temporary problem that I need to start probably doing backup vocals for my band.
Yeah. Mm.
And maybe there's some talks of some acoustic stuff, singing.
Nice.
I was like, oh, shit. I don't know anything about any of that. So it's cool. So now I have a nice framework.
Yeah. You can do it. Trust in yourself.
Yeah. You have to stop resisting.
Yeah.
Stop resisting. Yeah. But the brain is resisting all the time.
Sometimes you are just in a wrong way to do it, you know? If you're doing
that
the correct...
True.
Yes. I then really you say, wow, I can do now.
It works.
Yeah, yeah. I really want to see you singing.
Yes, yeah. Me too.
I don't, but I appreciate that.
You will.
Thank you.
Yeah, you will get there.
Out of curiosity, because I've been to... South America and Brazil quite a few times. I was just curious how the scene is out there because it's very hard for a band like us or any band in general to kind of come down there. There is some you don't have to touch on it. You could choose how deep you want to go, but there's some corruptness sometimes. So I learned that I need to be careful how I handle some after show pain and like stuff like that. So I was just curious how it was like for you guys to like kind of get out of that scene.
Brazil, it's a huge country. It's like America. It's like we are divided. We are divided in states, you know. And wherever you were going, it's like hours flying, you know. Mm-hmm. So, but Brazil also has different problems because we are very poor country and rich country at the same time.
Oh wow!
You have the extremes in Brazil. Yeah, you have a lot of people living on the street in a misery way. And you have a lot of people living in mansions, like
at the same place,
millions and billions of money, you know.
Fucking crazy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Crazy. And it's very hard to unite, to put everyone together in a metal scene there. So you have different scenes in entire Brazil.
Different scenes.
Yes. Like I mean, in south of Brazil, you have a kind of amount of bands and local scene there. And then, like in São Paulo, Rio, and Minas Gerais, you have another, like, kind of scene there. Mm. In Northeast, you have a different scene. In North of Brazil, you have another scene. Yeah. And it's very hard to move ourselves inside of Brazil. Because, example, a flight from Brazil to the north of Brazil, sometimes it's the same cost to come here to US.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You
what
know?
The fuck?
Yes, it's like a $500, $600 to fly in our own country.
Sometimes so it's better to took 2 days with car.
Yeah, let's go to Miami to play. It's the same price. So, yes, we have to deal with this kind of things, but also because of the poor part and the misery that we have there, we have a lot of violence. Mm. And the people are like looking for, desperated for money. So they can steal your stuff very easy in various situations. That's why it's very hard. It's a very corrupted country. So, but always there is two sides. There's a lot of people that is doing, like, working for metal in a real way. Or there's that kind of people that there has no experience, don't know how to do it, and they lost the control, you know. Mm. You cannot pay your fee because they spend more than they gain. They don't know how to deal with it, and they do shit. And there's people that do this with a bad intention also. And there's a lot of people that is doing in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think also Brazil is a new country. We just have 524 years.
Really?
So, yes.
Okay.
It's a very young country. So we are still learning how to deal with many things. Brazil passing through for a big long period of the dictator. So we came back for democracy in 85. But basically more in 90. So the political stuff in Brazil is a mess. The people are still like lost. And we are still learning everything. So we can commit a lot of mistakes. But it's a very passion, you know, that we pass for metal. And I think we have our own scene, our own style to do thrash metal. Mm-hmm. You know, like the South American trash, like the Sepultura, is the band that opened the doors for all of us. I think
in a big way.
It's like one of the biggest reasons for we are here now, because the people start to pay attention what's happening in Brazil, and also because we have a lot of people there. Like we have, for example, Rock in Rio. It was an important thing for Brazil metal and rock scene because it's one of the biggest festival for this kind of music.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, and we are part of this because of these biggest things happening there. And I really love my country. I really proud of our metal scene there and how the things works there. But of course, these bad parts make part of a reality.
Yeah.
And we are fighting with this all the time.
Hmm. It's like, wow, I should have moved to Greece a long time ago.
Right? Yes, cool. The worst part for me in Brazil is the violence.
Yeah.
I felt
so safe in Greece.
Yeah.
Without scared, without fear.
It reminds me years in the 90s, example in Brazil was very safe. And beginning of the 2000 was a kind of okay. But then from 2012, 2010 to here, the thing is getting really bad there about violence. So
how do you navigate that? Do you like, I don't leave my house around this time? It's like, is there like, what are like some precautions?
Whatever you were doing, like example, I was driving my motorcycle like at 4 p.m. in the center of the city in São Paulo. And someone just put a gun in my face and said, get out of this.
Are you
my
fucking kidding?
Yes. It was very scary.
Yeah, and if you're alone, like if if I'm alone, it's if
it's dangerous for women.
Yeah, yeah, it's a lot of dangerous.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah, what? I walk in the street and some guy like always.
Yeah. Hmm. Trying some stuff.
Yeah.
Oh my! You can't even walk down the street. There's always
no. Yeah, you can.
You can, but you always have a risk.
Yeah.
Always, but yeah, but I mean, it's will be our fight for many years. It's against this. We are trying to figure it out, but I think it's the difference. Like when you have a lot of poor people and a lot of rich, this is start to happen.
Yeah.
You know, like in Europe, example, the things are different because it's more equal. Like. Mm-hmm. When you see someone living on the street, like it's because the person has or some kind of alcohol or drugs problems,
sure.
You know, or they have some kind of very heavy mental problems, like, I don't know. But always the government, it's helping them because it's few people that can do it. Mm-hmm. Like in countries like Brazil and US, it's like millions and millions of people, you start to lose the control. You know,
yes.
And it's very hard. So yeah, it's something that we need to figure out how to deal with.
What? So you're on your motorcycle.
Yeah.
And you're just broad daylight in the city.
Yes.
And someone came up with a gun and pointed at your face.
The guy just stolen the bank.
Oh, he needs
he needs to run away. And I was in the wrong moment, in the wrong place.
Wow.
And I was just waiting for the light to change. And the guy just put the gun in my face and said, get out of your motorcycle.
Yeah, when I drive at night, I never stop at the lights. Never.
But just go. But it was during the day, there was like
red
more
light?
Than...
Nope, we're going.
Yeah.
No, in the night, yes.
It's red, green, same thing.
It's better to cross than...
It's something that is allowed there. It's after 10 in São Paulo. You can do it.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's allowed to do it.
All the people do,
because they recommend you do it. The police recommend you do it.
We're not enough. Yes. Just pass the red light.
What yes, the, yes. Yeah. Just be careful. But don't stop.
How do
but
you
this
know
was during the day.
That the guy was stole the bank. How do you know?
Because I saw him going, coming.
You saw him coming.
I just saw him run away, but I was not realized that he was steal something.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw some people screaming in the bank and the cake took my motorcycle. But I have my motorcycle back 1 week and a half later.
Yeah, okay.
So you obviously gave him like the motorcycle.
Yes.
And then he takes off.
Yes.
What are you thinking? Like what the fuck just
I
happened?
I was so pissed off because it was my first motorcycle. And I love motorcycle. I'm a motorcycle girl. And I was so pissed off that I took my helmet and I threw it on the floor with so much power that it was like in three pieces. And the people on the street were looking at me like, what the fuck? Because it was so quick that the people didn't
realize.
See and realize what happened. And I said, he stole my motorcycle. Like
this. Yeah.
It's a great music video.
I wrote a song about it.
Okay.
I always write a song
that's
about it.
That's why we play metal.
Yeah. Yeah. We're talking about sacrifices. I wrote a lyric that's called Sacrifices that in our new album.
Mm.
So yeah, I always write some song. I use the bad things to inspire me to write lyrics.
Of course, those tend to be the best.
I use hate to inspire me.
Yeah. I was so angry, but luckily in 1 week and a half I have back my motorcycle, entire and clean and with the
beautiful tent. Really? And shiny.
We got lucky.
The police guy like when I arrived in a police station, the police guy just came like, we have your motorcycle. We have to here to come here to recognize your motorcycle. I was expecting a piece of my motorcycle.
Oh, well, here's a seat.
You know, like just a.
Here's a tire.
Sorry, it was the best.
Just a part of the seat, you know.
The best that we can do. You know?
Yeah, at least something
to remember.
Yeah,
to remember.
Maybe I can sell it for $20 and drink a coffee.
Fuck.
Whatever, but no, I was entire and it was like clean and full of gasoline inside. I say. Wow. And the guy say, you see? Now your motorcycle is entire. Yeah, he changed it in one piece. Because it was an old piece and he changed it. And he was screaming, like, come here. And he was, I arrived in the office. He was like that.
Like the movie.
And it was a movie. Yeah, and I say, you know what his motherfucker told me? And I say, no, you know, he was repeating, but fucking pissed off. I said, this guy will punch me. And I was like, I don't know. And he said, I asked him what his professional thing, and like, and he said to me that he's the staller. Fucking bastard, I pushed him in the face.
Oh.
And he said that like, changing, you know, the mood all the time, and it was like,
okay,
just give him a motorcycle, yeah. Need to go away. And they bring me to recognize the guy, because it's important, because if I don't recognize the guy, it's hard for them to prove that was the guy. So I was behind of the glass, and this guy, yes, and he was not seeing me, but he was a very tall guy, like white and with the green eyes. So I didn't recognize exactly the face, but they put a very fat guy and a,
definitely not him,
and a dwarf,
and a,
you know, like a short guy.
Yeah.
And I say, okay, it's very easy. Even if I don't remember his face, it's, of course, it's the guy of the middle. I go, yes! Like this. I said, wow, this was so easy to recognize the guy. I was worried to not remember his face, you know, but he helped me.
And when you get nervous, you don't remember,
maybe.
Right?
Yes, yeah. True. Yes, but it was very easy. They helped me in a very weird way.
So it was the heavier set guy? Or it was between the heavy set guy? And a dwarf?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's like, okay. Even if I don't remember.
It's all it's,
I remember I was not the fat and not the very short guy, so of course it's the guy in the middle. Yes, the guy was like, was a football winner, you know, like,
yeah. We got him.
Maybe this guy is very asshole because they were really pissed off.
Yeah. Maybe the punch in the face was
a good
worse,
thing,
yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
They might have, for some reason, they were just dedicated to solve that case for you.
Yes, it was easy.
It's lucky.
Yes.
I've always thought about, like, what would I do if someone puts a gun in my face? Because, you know, we all like to assume, like, who we are to our core and our spirit. But I'm like, what would I do? I don't know.
Yeah.
I freezed.
You know,
until
I could not do so much, you know. I just leaving, and I was like this. But then when he left, I just feel angry, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I took so many years to be able to buy that motorcycle.
Of course.
And he took it me like this. Mm-hmm.
I had the feeling that I will want to run, like, get me back. But we can't
do
that.
I didn't have a reaction. I just like,
or I don't cry, know if there are a lot of things that you can do. I mean, the guy has a gun.
Yeah.
So it's like,
no, you had to.
Yeah, what?
You had to.
That's what we always hear about. Just whatever you have, just give it away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't play
don't
with these
fight.
People.
Eh.
No.
Because they don't have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm. I probably go cry. Cry of fear.
I scream first and then I cry.
You scream like
yeah. I
like,
cry. Ah!
My motorcycle.
Yes. No. I was like feeling like I can do nothing.
So much mixed feelings.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Potential feeling.
That's the worst feeling.
Well, thank you for sharing that crazy fucking story. Holy shit.
But there's a happy ending.
Yeah.
You got the...
At least.
Someone got punched in the face and you got your motorcycle back.
But for us, it's good, I swear.
No, yes, it's
good.
Amazing.
Yeah, happy people,
okay,
good energy.
Positive,
don't think
okay.
only of this. Beaches.
Where do we go from here? So next question. What do you probably last question too? What do you see the thrash scene going?
I see like a new generation coming. Look at these girls; they are super young.
Cool.
We have like a lot of female bands coming.
Yeah,
in the metal scene.
Yeah.
We
that
have more presence of women and more. 2 days ago, actually, Merciful Fate announced a girl playing bass with them.
Oh, sick.
Yes, this is great. Also, Whitesnake is playing with a girl, you
mm-hmm.
know, and I see the women conquering mm-hmm. their space there, and
great.
It's amazing. And I see the new generation of thrash coming as well. Like, example, we are mixing thrash with the death metal and
yes.
with more influences, you know, in each album we are
mm-hmm.
bringing new stuff.
Okay.
And I see the other bands doing this, like, example, Warbringer, it's a new thrash metal band
yes.
generation.
Yeah.
And they are doing this kind of things as well, like bring a new way to do thrash with the classical way and but with a different view.
Yeah, sick.
Yeah.
Yes. Cryzex is a band from Spain, and also it's really great. And yeah, there's a lot of new bands around the world that is conquering, and but the thrash metal basically is like this, the way that I see.
So it's looking bright.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's really like hopeful that there are so many new bands coming and young with young people inside, and they have like they're playing like amazing. Their records are great, and they're killing on stage. And they're it's like okay, so this thing is gonna last at least a couple of years more. Yeah. You know, it's very very promising.
It will.
Yeah, and it's I have the feeling like. Okay, of course, it's all this kind of more new and more modern metal and stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's great because there are a lot of young people coming that they are bringing back this kind of old school vibe, you know, just play, totally kill it on stage and don't care about anything. And it's really, yes, it's great seeing that.
Keeping the old, honoring the roots, but bring a new, new vibe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's great. Cool. Well, it's brighter. So you got one show with Sepultura in Peru, correct?
Yes.
That's sick.
This will be emotional moment.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
Wow. Fuck.
It's one of their last shows.
We are
really happy to be part of this.
It's cool.
Yeah.
What an honor, huh?
Man, it's the main band of our country, you know, for Brazil. Mm-hmm. It was the band that opened the doors for us. Mm-hmm. But I know that the guys, it was not easy to take this decision, and we have to respect that because we don't know everything, you know, that happened.
It's only, impossible.
Only them know that.
Exactly.
Yes. And if they feel that they need to end this, we have to respect. Yes.
Let's celebrate.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
They are taking this in a very positive way, like sharing with the people, like it's the last chance for you enjoy us, like with the Sepultura that they have today.
Mm. And for them,
but,
right?
Yes, but we still have like a hope that they will come back in a few years.
Yeah, a little hope, yeah.
We want to have this hope for all the bands that, you know, like of stopped and ended their career.
But it will be interesting to see the next steps for each of them, you know, what they will do next. Because they are like a big amount of very talented musicians. And I'm really excited to know what they're going to do next.
Yeah.
I know Eloy, Andreas, and Derek, Paul, oh my God, they're all this. Oh my God.
They have so much.
Yes.
That's a lot. Yeah, of course, as you said, no one really knows. Like, only they know. Only each band only knows their personal dynamics. As you know, as outsiders, we're like, you know, why they? It feels like they were just starting. Have you felt that? Like you go through all this time. Oh, this is all just to get to like the start point.
Yeah,
you know, it's like to me, outside they just been grinding for so long, and then it seems like they got to this point where like they're back. They are. Like Sepultura, and then they're doing a farewell tour. I was like, damn, I wonder what happened. Shit, cool.
Yeah, I think sometimes it's better you not insist in something.
Sure.
You know, because then you can lose the friendship, you can lose many things.
Very, very true.
Damage the things. Mm-hmm. And actually, they released the best album with Derek Green, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. You know, the last one, the Quadra.
Yeah.
And it was a great album.
I loved that.
And I think they want to stop in the like a nice moment.
Nice moment, yeah.
Yes.
Before things start to...
Yeah.
Maybe
relationships, right?
Yeah.
It's tough.
And they are probably... Like, they are doing this for many years. They have wishes to do something
so
different
years.
Sometimes.
Sure.
We don't know what that kind of idea they have to come next. That's why I'm excited to know it. Maybe they have really good ideas.
Yeah, shout out. Legends. Can't fuck with them. So, did you mention you were in town to do a record? Is that... Did you mention that?
What do you mean? The Sepultura we recorded?
No, you.
Yes, we recorded Jailbreak. We released it in the last year.
Okay.
Yeah. It was the first album with the two guitars.
Yes.
And with me in vocals.
Okay. So why are you in town now?
We are playing here in The Cruise, 70,000 Tons of Metal.
Okay.
We have some tours. We have a tour with the Decapitated and Incantation in Europe.
Yes.
It will be very nice. And we also have a tour with the Exorder. In Europe as well.
Badass. Yeah.
We have plans to come to USA. So okay. Stay tuned because we announced.
Got it. Okay.
Yes, yeah, so it will be a very nice one.
Sick. Got it. Well, this has been my question now. Any closing thoughts?
Good. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I always watch your podcast on the internet.
Thank you.
And it's very nice to be here. Thank you for opening the doors for Nervosa.
Yeah.
And supporting us.
Thank you for sharing the story. I'm honored to, and thank you for my lessons.
For the notes.
Yes.
I'm pretty stoked.
I really want Good. To see you.
I feel more confident.
And singing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm totally sure. I believe in God. You.
Now you know what to do.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Cool. Well, yeah, again, honored and good luck with your Europe tour.
Thank you so much.
All right, everyone.
Thank you.
That's it. Later.